The topic of our lesson is connecting the world in the last generation. We're going to learn selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 5. You can find these excerpts on our sources and also ask questions there. Excerpt number 5 is from Bala Sulam, The Peace. The corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Shilot?
Questions? Next part.
Next excerpt from Peace in the World. Bala Sulam says, the law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above. Meaning, without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains, while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Rav, we can't hear you.
Hebrew 10.
Yeah, the topic is connecting the world and the last generation, and I can't understand the connection between this excerpt and the topic.
Connecting the world and the last generation means that the last generation is the last generation to connect the world, that the world must reach correction. That is called the last generation. So what didn't you understand?
What's the connection of the excerpt we just read to that?
I don't understand. You're saying, what does this have to do with that? Tell me exactly what you're talking about. What is the last generation that is called the souls that have reached the state that they must reach adhesion with the Creator? That is called the last generation. It's the purpose of creation, what the Creator determined. According to that purpose, all of creation goes from one generation to the next in order to reach Dvikut. So we are going into the state called the last generation, meaning of Dvikut, that must take place now, whether you want it or not, not important to us. We are in this. We are activated. So what are you asking about?
I'm asking, here in the excerpt, he's talking about the law of development, yeah. The government of heaven and earth. He explains about these things. So,
we have to aid in that. That's our part in this. What is the part? To understand the purpose of this creation and to pray for the Creator to do it. Because without us asking beforehand, it won't happen. And for us to ask, to pray, so there's two ways. Either the path of suffering or in a good way. So it's worth to digest this and understand that as much as we can to speed up development and ask to advance towards Dvikut. Not because we are afraid of the suffering, but because our suffering is that we can't ask for the Creator to do it all and enjoy us. That's it. PT2.
Good morning, Rav. Bala Salam writes about two governments, the government of heaven and the government of earth, whose goal is to return every bad to good and useful. How can we do this, turn what is bad and harmful to good and useful more quickly and better than the Creator himself?
By connection in the group and pulling the Creator into the group. The Creator has no greater pleasure than revealing himself in the connection in the lower ones. If you prepare a place for his revelation, he has no greater pleasure than you wanting him to be revealed between you.
How does this accelerate the reforming of the bad and harmful to good and useful?
I don't understand.
He writes that the government of heaven guarantees every bad and harmful to good and useful, but it comes in its time.
Correct.
So how does the government of earth, when we unite among us, how does it accelerate the correction?
By prayer, that you want it to happen even before you receive the suffering, and from above, when you're brought back to all kinds of actions to ask for the correction, you ask for it prehand. How? By studying, by connection in the group, where you discover the evil inclination, and you see it's not okay, that it's opposite of the good guidance, and you're asking the Creator to correct it, and so on. Revelation of evil that takes place by you, and you're not afraid of it because you know that you have somebody to turn to and somebody to ask from. That's called to speed up the times. Tel Aviv 1.
Thank you, Av. The heaviness and tiredness we feel in the work, is this the government of heaven?
That's because you're lazy and you're not speeding up your connection with the friends. That's why you feel tiredness. There's no tiredness in spirituality. None. Just so you know, it all depends on the lack of connection between you and the group. Ita 4.
Rav, qual è la differenza tra le persone che studiano la saggezza della Kabbalah e che vanno avanti con lo sviluppo del mondo, invece quelle che non studiano la Kabbalah e sono pressate dallo sviluppo della natura. No, okay, so there is no translation. Rav, what's the difference between us that we're going according to nature's development and the people of the world that are pressed by development itself?
We are a few steps ahead because we, like the wise, see what's being born, and we don't need anything in order to advance. Let's say I discover a disease not by revealing the disease in me, but let's say I see it on an x-ray beforehand, and that's why beforehand I also get the remedy and I become healthy before even feeling that I'm sick. The fact that I'm sick, it's in my seed already, in my foundation, in my reshimot. When the reshimot is revealed, I right away work correctly with it in order to implement it. That is called that I'm going on the quicker path. Where do we have Owen something else?
Next excerpt, number 7. From the introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 19. Bala Sulam says, all this agony is felt only by the klipa, shell, of the body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow.
I don't think we have any questions, do we? No questions. Because it's clear to us. Oh, PT24, please.
Rav, what does it mean that all the people in the world will agree? All the people in the world without exception?
In the end, that's what's supposed to be. There's no coercion in spirituality. How can the Creator do any action on filling the vessel, if the vessel doesn't want it in advance, if it doesn't ask for it? So what will it fill? The upper light fills its pleas towards Him, that the vessel wants to be a bestower, and He asks the light to make Him one, and then asks the light, fill me so I can pass it onward. That is the action of bestowal. Without these two actions, once for building the kli and once for realization of the kli, it's not called that He's filling itself. And it has to be such in each and every desire. So that's called that each and every person in the world, till the last one, which is me, he will need also to ask for correction and fill the correction.
And how does a person who is a small world, how can he influence such a state that it comes to that state?
Again?
Moti,
he can't hear me? Repeat, Moti.
I'm saying, a person who is a small world, how can he influence such a state that in the end the whole world agrees to the correction?
Imagine that you are that last person that needs to end all these corrections. Then all of humanity, all of the souls, in all generations, all the kli of Adam Rishon depends on you. Do you understand this? It all depends on you. The last one, the worst one, the most corrupted, that only you now need to correct yourself. So, you understand what vessel is being revealed? That's why we have to understand, as much as we can't appreciate the greatness of those first vessels, those huge souls that were there in the beginning of the revelation of the shattered vessel, as much as we will reveal them in the end of the path. It's something that we'll talk about it one day. It's very difficult. Latin six.
Can I ask about dissemination?
Yes.
En la Kabbalah está claro que el cambio proviene de la luz que reforma.
In Kabbalah, it's clear that the light comes from the reforming light. How do we influence indirectly so that the good inclination will come from the law of nature? How can we convey it?
I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking. Are you like, you're going around here in such a way that the good inclination comes from the law of nature? You can discover that from our own nature, that there's two forces, the good and the evil. It's always like that, like hot, cold, appetite and being full and so on. There's always two forces, and one force points to the other. And it's good if they're together, one beside the other, then they'll be felt more, one next to the other on one hand, and on the other hand, that they complete each other. Best if they complete each other. It's like it's written that cold water on a tired soul. That's how it works. And PT 31.
Rav, I wanted to ask if, in order to come to a state, I don't know, you're the example for me, someone who's looking for every opportunity to bestow and jumps on it immediately.
What? Repeat it again.
To come to the state where you are, where it, as I see you, as someone who is looking for every opportunity to bestow and immediately jumps on it. To come to such a state, do you have to go through an initial stage? We have to do it like an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load?
It's not written about me, but also about me and you. There is no righteous who does good and didn't sin. Righteous is the one who justifies the Creator. He does something good even a bit, so there is no such thing of doing something good if he didn't sin before. A person doesn't perform a mitzvah unless he fails in it. And there are a lot of quotes. But first, you have to attain things that come before, that are opposite, that are evil. That's why if you see a person that in somewhat is in evil, so wait a bit and you'll see that the Creator turns it around by the group or somehow. But in the end, the reforming light brings them to the good. We say the light that reforms brings back to the good, that a person has to be in the bad in order for the light to bring it to the good. That's called the work of the Creator, to take us out of the pit, to cleanse us in water and bring us back to the mikveh and put us in clean clothes, in the sacred clothing, meaning all wrapped in order to bestow.
So, the fact that dissemination now requires an effort, a big effort, it's part of the process, and it's correct at this stage?
Yeah, but I don't understand why resistance. I don't feel any resistance. I'm also not reading what they're writing about me. But how can you demand of babies, children, how can you demand of them a correct response? They're not wise yet. They're still in that same place where they're immersed in that pit. So what do you want them to have? But we need to explain to them, there won't be a world like there is before. There won't be able to make a living as they did before. There won't be systems like before. There won't be at all. And that you'll see it in a year, a world that is completely different. There will not be, you will not have the money to, you won't have those systems that, now I'm looking at systems that people still want to try and keep them through force, where people gather in all kinds of places and go to all kinds of concerts or events, whatever you say. The factories that are working in order to make clothes, all kinds of bags, and it's all a person before he dies, you know, he has like this awakening, the last spark of life, he ignites a force and a person supposedly wakes up from it. So that's what we are now. We're saying goodbye to the old world. That's it. It's going and disappearing. So what do you want? People that are still so immersed in it, and they're trying to pull their life back, but it's already running through their fingers. So you're turning to them with the wisdom of Kabbalah, something ahead, so they hate you. He says, give me what I had. And that's why we need to understand them.
So we just have to speak to them gently so that they know we have the solution and we know what we're talking about?
Yes, they have no choice. You have to explain that it will come from nature. And I'm coming in order to ease these things, to give you a remedy, to go through these states in a nice way. If we knew today that within a year, what form the world has to receive, and that it'll come, whether you want it or not. That's what's going to be. As much as it would have been easy, first of all, to agree. There's no choice. It's coming down on us. That's it. What to do next? Next, let's see how we can adapt ourselves to that. That's what you have to explain.
Oh,
we have info. Sorry. Please.
Right, so today's schedule is, we'll begin at 10 a.m. with live broadcast. We'll begin with Norma Livne. You're invited to connect on Tzivat Tov on Facebook, then Ronen Avigdor from 10:45 to 11:30, also broadcast and translated. It helps dissemination if you connect via Facebook. At 11:30, there'll be a talk of Nitza Mazoz and Norma Livne until 12 with Rav. It's about women. They'll be on Tzivat Tov translated. You're invited to connect and listen. Afterwards, at 1:30, a recorded lesson, and at 6, a live lesson with friends. And let's connect to a song. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite.
Together, together as one.